Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. Tonight's discussion is going to be from 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, or literally wicked, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, or with no self-restraint or self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady or rash, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, plural, more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness or an outward form of godliness, but denying the power, that is the inherent power thereof, from such turn away. For of this house are they which creep, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive little women, literally, little women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the epinosis, that is, complete or full knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, and you will find these names in the Targum of Jonathan. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate or rejected concerning the faith, that they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all, as theirs also was. Now, in considering the verses that I've just read, it is important to realize the context. First of all, Paul is not speaking about the world at large. Paul's scope is decidedly narrowed in that Paul is speaking to, or he's speaking about the visible church. And we know this because in verse 5, he states, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now, so in this pastoral letter, in fact, there are three, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. In this pastoral letter, Paul wants this pastor to know what the end of the age, or how the end of the age will look like, what it will be, the characteristics of individuals who make up the local visible church at the end of this ion or age. Please note the very virulent nature of the outward visible church. Something has taken place that is drastic and that is terrible. In the book of Revelation, John speaks to the church at Ephesus, and he says to this church, you have lost your first love. Now, we see that in the last days, in the local visible churches, that the person of Christ will be abandoned. Paul tells us that, or he talks about the great falling away first, and then the man of sin will be revealed. If you note in the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea, the Lord Jesus is standing outside of the door knocking for entrance. Now, there are those who think that the church of Laodicea speaks about the church at the end of this particular aeon, or what it will be, the persons therein. Now, so Paul also says that there will be a falling away first, and we call this the great apostasy. And the word literally means to stand off from the person of Christ. In the last days, professed believers, or those who occupy the visible local churches, will profess to know him, but yet in works, in the way they live, the way they speak, the way they act, they deny him. They deny the person of Christ. They will deny salvation through his blood. They will deny the resurrection. They will deny that there is indeed life after death. They will deny the virgin conception, and the subsequent birth of Jesus. In other words, they will repudiate biblical supernaturalism. And so, this repudiation of biblical supernaturalism condemns these individuals to atheistic naturalism. And so, but they will occupy a local church. These practicing or practical atheists will acknowledge some things indeed about the person of Christ, but they will live lives that deny everything that Jesus stands for, present tense, not stood for, but what who he is. And so, through the power of the Spirit, Paul writes this to Timothy. This know, and the word know is in the present imperative. This know also that in the eschaton, that is in the last days, perilous times, that is very, very dangerous times, perilous times, and so virulent times. Note the language. In the last days, virulent times shall come, shall come. And so it is imperative that this pastor is aware of the mindset, that he is aware of the attitude of those who will be in make up the visible church in the last days. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that everyone in the visible church in the last days will be a practical atheist, but the scope is general. There will be and are believers who more than profess Christ. Here, Paul is talking about those who profess Christ. There's a difference between those who profess Christ and those who confess Him. There's a great deal of difference. There is night and day, in fact. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And so what we're looking at here is we're looking at malignant narcissism. We're looking at idolatrous selfishness. Now, in 1 Samuel, there's a very interesting passage that has to do with the first king of Israel. His name was Saul, and Saul did something very interesting after. He had come back from the destruction of the Amalekites. And this man did not completely obey the Lord, but he said to Samuel that he had indeed completely obeyed the Lord. And so, when Saul gets back, he speaks with Samuel, and there's this very, very interesting conversation that he has with Samuel. But there is a passage which tells us that when this man had returned from this mission in which he rejected the word of God, he went off, that is, Saul went off and set up a monument in his own name. He set up a monument to himself. And so, here's a picture of profound arrogance at work. And we read this in 1 Samuel chapter 15, which states, so when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. Last day, we will see a similar narcissism in the hearts of individuals, and that these individuals will set up monuments to themselves. And instead of living like Paul says that he did, Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That is not what they believe. That is not how they live. It is all about themselves. This is church that will see incredible judgments fall upon it. In the next show, I'm going to continue the discussion of what happens to the church in the last day. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.